In this bulletin, the federal opposition says more needs to be done to reach an October target for the vaccine rollout. Jordan's Prince Hamza accused of a plot to destabilize the country. And in cricket, Australia wins the first one-day international against New Zealand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The federal opposition is calling for more transparency with data released regarding Australia's vaccine rollout. The number of Australians who have received at least one coronavirus vaccine dose is approaching the 1 million milestone. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's confident that come October, all Australians who want a coronavirus vaccine will be offered their first dose. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says the rate of vaccination needs to be much faster to achieve that target. He's calling for more clarity on which groups have been vaccinated.
We still, for example, receive no data on how many aged care workers have been vaccinated. This is a group of 318,000 people in phase 1A. They were supposed to be vaccinated by last week. We have no idea how many of them have been vaccinated. We know through tragic experience last year, particularly in Victoria, how critical it is that those workers who look after our most vulnerable members in the community are kept safe and vaccinated from this pandemic.
Queensland health authorities are investigating ways to limit the number of hospitals in Brisbane treating positive COVID-19 cases. Two clusters have been independently linked to the city's Princess Alexandra Hospital staff. The state recorded no new local infections yesterday. Health Minister Yvette Darth says a dedicated coronavirus ward may help reduce the risk of another outbreak.
We're looking at the moment, other options of having a single area in one hospital where we can bring COVID patients instead of spreading them over different hospitals in Brisbane. We believe that will reduce the risk and help with our resources as far as our health workers and making sure that it's only health workers who are vaccinated also working with their staff.
Another Indigenous person has died in police custody, the fifth across Australia in a month. The latest death involves a 45-year-old male inmate at Perth's Casuarina Prison, which is Western Australia's main maximum security jail. The man was taken to Fiona Stanley Hospital on Friday and died on Saturday after undergoing a medical procedure. Western Australia Police will prepare a report for a coronial inquiry in accordance with all deaths in custody. More than 450 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have died in custody since 1991. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's making steady progress in his recovery from a serious back injury and is now walking about 18 minutes a day. Mr. Andrews suffered broken ribs and a fractured vertebra after slipping on wet stairs at a holiday home on the Mornington Peninsula last month. The 48-year-old who's recovering at home says the past few weeks have been a pretty painful time, but he's on the mend. Mr. Andrews has taken 6 weeks off work as he recovers, and James Merlino is acting premier in his absence. Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, has accused the country's former crown prince of conspiring with foreign parties in a plot to destabilize the country. It comes after Prince Hamza, a half-brother of King Abdullah, was placed under house arrest in a rare public clash between top members of the long-ruling family. Prince Hamza has accused Jordan's leaders of corruption and incompetence. Mr. Safadi says several other high-profile figures have also been detained.
As part of comprehensive investigations conducted by the Jordanian Armed Forces, the Arab Army and the General Intelligence Department, as well as the Department of Public Security, the security agencies have looked into the long-term activities and movements of Prince Hamza bin al-Hussein, Sharif Hassan bin Zayed, Bassem Ibrahim Awadallah, and other figures that target the stability and security of the country. The investigations monitored interference and calls, including calls with foreign parties regarding the suitable timing to start steps to shake the security of our steady Jordan.
In cricket, Megan Shute and Elisa Healy have powered Australia to a world record 22nd straight one-day international win, crushing New Zealand by 6 wickets and setting a new benchmark for dominance of the sport. Meg Lanning's side eclipsed the 21-match winning streak of Ricky Ponting's 2003 World Cup winners to become the holders of the longest winning streak in any format of international cricket. Lanning says she is pleased with the victory and the team's record achievements.
It's a great achievement from this group over a long period of time. You know, those wins have come over 3 years, which I think just shows how consistent we've been at this format.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, a sunny 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. The same for Hobart, 21. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, rain with possible heavy falls, 24. Cairns, showers easing, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower, at 33 degrees.